Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, our show is about the healthcare model of the future. And Dr. Prather, what is meant by the healthcare, you know, model of the future?
Well, everybody knows that we have an issue with our healthcare system, that so many aspects of it, as has been presented by our president, by many of the leaders, is that the healthcare model is broken. So what is the model that that can be implemented to solve the healthcare questions that we're looking at? You know, and we have so many different types of questions when we're talking about our healthcare system. First off is cost. You know, the cost situation has become unsustainable. You know, we are heading into the bankruptcy for healthcare costs. You know, as we're talking about the government, the costs keep going up, and they pretty well feel that it's unsustainable. For those of you who pay for insurance, health insurance, that's also unsustainable. So, you know, on every type of level, all the way up to the government, to the individual people, to the insurance companies, to the business who are paying for healthcare, we have a crisis on cost.
Well, then I just heard, too, as a developed country, where we're ranked in healthcare is pretty low.
And that's exactly the next point. Not only is it costing us so much, but the results are abysmal for how much we're putting out. The results in cardiovascular, cancer, all the major killers, the problems that are associated with the autoimmune diseases is growing. As a nation, we are spending more than anybody else, and we're getting the least amount of results. So something needs to be changed, and there is a tremendous amount of attempts to change this model to something that would work better. So, you know, people are understanding that we have runaway costs. We have a situation where people are having difficulty paying for it. We also have poor results, which is affecting how people live, the quality of people work. We're also have a very poor satisfaction rate. There's more difficulty getting in to see doctors. You know, the availability of physicians is going down. You know, so there are so many different types of things. So we have a model that over the years that we've developed. And that model is broken. And everyone's trying to figure out what the next model will be.
Well, we had a patient in yesterday that brought her husband. He was just so pleased with her results. He wanted to come in and meet you and get a tour of the office. But he was asking, you know, is this new healthcare model effective?
Sure.
You know? And it was, you know, it's a good question.
It's a very good
question. Is it? We're providing health care to more people, but if we're not getting the results, and we're still, you know, it's unbelievable to think that the United States is, you know, would be so low in ranking.
Of course.
In health care.
Of course. And you know, there is you know, a urgency in all this, and we feel that there is a healthcare model out there that we're trying to implement that does solve those questions.
Right. Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's start with disease care. What is meant? We talk a lot on the radio show between disease care, structure, function care.
Sure.
And we're going to talk about how they work together and how effective they are in our office. So, Dr. Prather, what's meant by disease care?
And, you know, as you brought up, oftentimes we do talk about this in our radio show And one of the things that I want to point out is that, you know, the model that we're talking about is going to take the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've tried to bring and show the difference between the two, but now we're going to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Because disease care is an extremely effective means of healthcare,
mm-hmm.
in its proper position.
Right.
The disease care model is a model, first off, understanding disease. Disease is a made-up term. Mm-hmm. People think that, oh, I have MS, or I have multiple sclerosis, I have Crohn's disease, mm-hmm. I have cancer, I have congestive heart failure. And all of those are classifications of diseases, and they have meanings behind them. But they are made-up terms.
Mm-hmm.
Disease is a set of conditions and symptoms that are put together, and they put a name to them to better communicate.
Okay.
The reality of disease is it's something that we have created.
Mm.
And the disease model is based upon the symptoms and conditions that people have. And you, with disease, you are trying to get those symptoms and conditions controlled. It is, if you have inflammation, you take an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bacterial infection, you take an antibiotic. So you have something that counteracts the symptoms and conditions that you have to try to get the opposite effect.
Okay.
And that system is based upon pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals, by their definition, are poisons that are made to counteract and to shift drastically the ongoing position of the body, its balance.
Mm-hmm.
So all pharmaceuticals, by their very nature, take someone further from homeostasis. But whenever you have disease care, the body is heading in the wrong direction.
Well, let's talk. You use the word homeostasis.
Yes.
That's a word we use a lot on the radio show and in our office. Can you explain that, Dr. Prather? And you're saying that disease care is moving you further away from the homeostasis.
Yes, and at times that's necessary. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to make that sound like a negative, mm-hmm. all the time. It is sometimes very, very necessary type of a procedure. The homeostasis is where the body finds its normal. The more that the body can easily shift, the better and healthier the individual is. A perfect homeostasis, both structurally and functionally, is the definition of health.
Mm.
That is what health is, and that's a given type of definition that's accepted by everyone. There are times where the body is no longer able to maintain homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the functions of the body have become so out of line,
mm-hmm.
that you need to stop the normal processes of the body to get a condition under control.
Okay.
And that's when pharmaceuticals come into place. That's also when surgery is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body is no longer able to control or be able to heal itself, and then we need to go in there and intervene. And disease care is an interventionist type of care.
Mm.
It is a crisis care. And in crisis care, disease care is the very best care out there.
Okay.
And if I am in a crisis, I want to have disease care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's where we actually find the benefit. Now, when we're talking about the total treatment that people get out there, where they are taken care of, 20% of all care that is necessary would be disease-based.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're seeing a physician, disease care takes up the crisis care takes up about 20% of all health care that's delivered.
That's what it should be?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Okay.
Okay. As you
Why
look at
those
statistics...
Like more to me. Okay.
Oh, well, because we use... that's the problem with our model, is we use crisis care in all of our... in 100% of our cases.
Right. Okay.
And that...
That's what it seems like to
that
me.
That is what we are doing.
Uh-huh.
And that is a... you know, that is a wasteful. Disease care is much more expensive. It is not there to help to achieve health.
But isn't it covered by insurance more?
It is completely. That is the care that that insurance encourages. Mm-hmm. That's the only kind it pays for. We have a system that has been developed where only crisis care is provided to any type of condition that comes in.
Yeah, I had a patient said he went into a doctor and they did one x-ray, I think, of his neck. And he says, well, aren't you going to do the low back? You know, because he had pain in the full spine. I said, no, insurance won't pay me for that. You know,
it's become
healthcare
a dictation,
then,
right?
Yeah.
And when we are dealing with only with effectively crisis care, everything becomes a crisis. And you know, just by its very definition, people think of crisis care and crisis, and that's where, you know, you throw the money at the problem. That's a very interventionist type of a condition, you know, of a treatment.
Right.
And the results are what we get now: runaway costs and poor results. Because we are using a hammer to try to solve.
All right. Well, let's continue our discussion when we get back to the healthcare model of the future.
How would you like a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we have a random drawing and give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. Just hit the like button on your Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Dr. Prather, you have a beautiful spa area in your office that you set aside. Beautiful four massage rooms.
Which you designed.
Oh, thank you.
I had some help. Yes.
I wanted the colors in there just when people walk in, that they're just, their shoulders drop and they go right into relaxation. And that's what I hear.
And yeah, definitely. I've had many people say that.
So why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
Well, I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. One, as you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than and just
it feels
feeling
good.
Good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health, and there are actually people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you. Some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. So any type of a situation, especially if you're in a high-stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Mm. And the pricing is great at our office. For a 60-minute massage, it's $59. And it can go down to $49 an hour. And this is a full 60-minute massage if you buy a package of six or more. Excellent. And then our lymphatic massage is $79. And we also do hot stone massage for $99. Well, escape the stress of life with a relaxing massage at our spa by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, our focus today is the healthcare model of the future. And Dr. Prather, in that first segment, we talked about, you know, what is meant by disease care. Very, very interesting that it encompasses, you know, 100% of our healthcare, that crisis model.
Sure.
I like that. That's what we're seeing. So let's talk about what's meant by structure function care. And I want to make sure our listeners know these terms we're using are from, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The
FDA. Right. Those are the not terms that we have made up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually heard it from the FDA. And the FDA has always had those two different models as they approve different types of forms of healthcare. So they divide them up into the structure function model and the disease care. And the definitions that I'm giving are the set definitions that the federal government has actually worked out.
Mm, right.
Even the numbers, the 80-20, that is not my numbers. Those are the numbers that come down from the statistics, from those who are the powers that be.
Well, what do you mean by 80-20?
Oh, the 20% of the care,
mm-hmm,
is under crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is crisis type care.
It should be.
80%, as we're talking about, is, mm-hmm, structure function.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, people are out of balance. You know, mm-hmm, again, homeostasis. The definition of the structure function type of care is that the physician or practitioner is trying to bring the body back into what's considered homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis is the definition of health, and structure function care physicians are health doctors, is what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
They help define, you know,
right,
what I am. And structure function is the body is out of balance. The body is out of homeostasis. And it can be either structurally or functionally has a huge effect on the system. And the doctor, the physician, what they are doing is using means to bring the body back into greater homeostasis,
mm-hmm,
balance in the system. And you need to find out, you know, how the body is out of balance. And with structure function, with disease care, you don't worry about the cause.
The cause
is unimportant, mm-hmm, in coming up with a treatment, because you are not concerned about that, because you are using something to counteract the shift that is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
You are not trying to... Disease care is not dependent on the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Structure function is extremely dependent upon the cause. If you can't find out the cause of the problem, you can't effectively treat structure functionally.
Mm.
So many of the times, the biggest complaint that I have from patients who come into our office said, you know, my doctor's saying I have this condition, this disease.
They've named it.
And they say, you know, this is what you need to take to counteract that.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, what caused it? And the disease doctor says, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make sense to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it logically makes sense that if you find the underlying cause, then you can actually fix the problem. But disease care is not about fixing the problem. It's getting it under control.
And, you know, in the medical schools, what is taught is disease care. Because if you're doing structure function, you have to look at the body holistically, correct?
Correct.
And
you cannot be isolated and do structure function
effectively. You have to understand how the whole body works together.
You have to understand how the whole body works together. I have an example. I had a gentleman who came in, very simple type of a problem. He had his right scapula, his right shoulder was in spasm and terrible pain. He couldn't sleep and wondering what to do. His doctor wanted to just give him some anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxers. And he's a very logical, educated man. And he says, but what caused it? And the doctor said, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He says, it does to me. I'm going to find somebody else.
Uh-huh.
So he came in, I checked it, and I said, I understand what this is caused from. It's coming from right in here. And I palpated his gallbladder, pressed down on it. And he goes, oh my gosh, that really, really hurts. And I says, well, you've got a gallbladder problem that's caused the shift over in the dorsals. If I was functioning just from a structure and trying to, you know, a physical therapist, something like that, and I was just trying to fix that, I wouldn't be getting to the root of the problem.
Mm.
It appeared to everyone else as a structure function, as a structural problem, but it was actually functional.
Yes. And he probably said, well, what does my gallbladder have to do with my shoulder blade and my shoulder?
And every organ in the body has a muscular and skeletal component on that. I have people who have dramatic results with what appears to be simply a disease process. And if we work with a structure, then we get amazing results.
Interesting.
That's where the holistic comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And to be an effective structural functioning office, you know, doctor, you can't be isolated to one area, because if you are a specialist in some type of area, then you miss the total person and you don't get to the underlying cause.
Mm.
And then that patient would not get the most effective treatment.
So in this case, then you treated the gallbladder.
Well, we did both.
Okay.
We gave him some things for the gallbladder. We also ordered gallbladder studies. All natural products. Got it under control very quickly. I also adjusted him, did a chiropractic adjustment. I suggested some acupuncture, which would have even helped it a little bit more. He declined because he felt so much better after the adjustment.
Right.
He didn't think he needed it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a type A type person, you know, he's ready to get going and get back to work.
Right.
But I also said you need to have a gallbladder study, you know, where they follow the flow, make sure that there's nothing critical. Or if he had a gallstone that's blocking it, now that's a different situation. You know, now we need some disease care where they go in there surgically, remove the stone, or, you know, if the gallbladder is too far gone, then they remove the gallbladder, you know, because he hadn't been treated early enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's a little bit of a model on understanding that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I see it all the time.
Of course.
We had a gentleman yesterday, piriformis or sciatic pain, you found it was coming from his jaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an underlying problem, and as soon as I adjusted the jaw, he got immediate relief.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's magic. And it's not magic, it's understanding the body.
Right.
And where the problem appears to be may not be the cause.
Right.
And the doctor who is a good structure function has to be able to dig deeper, find the underlying cause, and then correct it. Mm-hmm. So what is structure function? Structure function is finding the imbalances in the body and correcting it.
Okay. Well, how can disease care and structure function work together?
The model on that is that has been come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Is that structure function would be a primary care type of provider. Mm-hmm. So someone who can look at the whole body, see what's going on, and then as you get into some type of specialty, like a gallbladder, a heart, or if you find cancer, or some GI problems, then you send it on to a specialist for further diagnostic tests. When you get into those types of conditions, it's impossible to get into, you know, to understand every single aspect of every single organ of the body.
Right.
you know, you have a general idea as a structure function office, but if you have a CART condition, then having someone who specializes in the heart only to be able to understand it completely and can read all the diagnostic tests that are important along those lines is extremely important. So you take care of as many things as you possibly can through the structure function.
Right.
And then those things that the body can no longer heal on its own, then you have to have the crisis care. And the specialist in the disease model is where that really comes in. And that is where disease care really shines.
But that's not the first place you go.
That should not be the first place that you go, unless it's something that, you know. In other words, we have had people come into the office, and I looked at them and sent them on to the crisis care.
Right.
Because I knew that this person was in a crisis.
But most people coming through the door,
vast majority of the people do not need disease care. 80% of all conditions can be 100% taken care of by structure function care. 20% need the disease care, but at the same time, if you have cancer, you have a 50% greater chance of surviving cancer if you also have a structure function doctor seeing you. Do you need an oncologist? Yes. The studies that they've found is if you also have a structure function doctor who is following your condition, keeping you from becoming anemic, keeping your liver clean, keeping your immune system up, those types of things, your chances increase by 50%.
Wow.
The same is true of cardiovascular disease. Anything that you have along those lines that needs the disease care model, if you are also doing the structure function at that time, your results will be much, much greater.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about how this program is all, you know, has been studied and tried.
You can listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet computer. Just download the free TuneIn Radio app to listen to all of your favorite radio stations and radio shows. Mark the Voice of Health as one of your favorite so that you can listen to us live or to our recent episodes right on your smartphone or tablet. Connect to the TuneIn Radio app through our website on thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Here's some political news here. President Obama just had his annual physical, which showed that he's suffering from some pain in his right foot. When asked why he doesn't get it treated, Obama said, "It's not covered by Obamacare."
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, today we're talking about the healthcare model of the future. And Dr. Prather, we talked about disease care and the structure function care. We talked about these are not terms that we've made up. They're FDA and how they divide healthcare in the United States. Has this program, you know, been studied and tried?
Well, the great thing about this and something that caught the attention of the federal government, it actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. Decided to give this model a try. This was something that they had been aware of. Many of us had been doing studies on it. We had proposed that this was a great model. And they decided, well, let's check this out. Even with, they were doing the research on the Affordable Health Care Act that Obama has put through. And one of the things is that they are thinking about this model, too. So they made it very inclusive that structure function care would be included in this model. mm-hmm. which is remarkable and a very, very good step in the right direction. So there are a lot of good. There are a lot of things that I like about the Affordable Health Care Act. There are some things I don't. Mm-hmm. But you know, everything's a work in progress. So positives and negatives, like anything. But they decided to implement that in an independent provider association. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those. Mm-hmm. And put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure function model. And there are other different types of providers. There are MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners who are also trained in the structure function model. Mm-hmm. But these gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. Okay. And they were the primary care physicians. And they, after 5 years, they had startling results. Mm. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. Mm-hmm. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This was a total savings, you know, because they did more tests, you know, mm-hmm. they were doing more functional. But this resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models,
mm-hmm.
they gave the structure-function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, mm-hmm. and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%.
You mean the specialists were rating it?
The specialists, the medical doctors, the ones who were the disease care doctors, mm-hmm. because they all shared the same specialist.
Mm-hmm.
The oncologist said that with the structure function model, because of course we keep the patient healthier
mm-hmm.
while they're being seen, they had 80% less crises and complaints and phone calls from the patients who were seeing the structure function at mm-hmm. that time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And probably recovery.
Recovery was much quicker. Yeah. You know, the results after surgical procedures,
mm-hmm.
because they kept them healthy, they treated them along those lines. The recovery rate was so much quicker. That's why the hospital stays were so much less.
Right. I mean, the reduction was in every area.
The reduction was across the board, and the satisfaction in the results was stupendous.
Mm-hmm.
So this has given a, in other words, this model has already been tried
mm-hmm.
in very, very well-managed, large group type of people, and the results are indisputable.
Okay. So is it being used?
Yeah.
Is this model being done here in Indiana?
Yes, we are getting this model up and running. Our office was one of the first offices and one of the most complete offices to provide the structure-function model
mm-hmm.
Because the FDA has come in and told me that. Mm-hmm. So we are doing the structure function model, and we were actually probably one of the very first offices
mm-hmm.
To try to implement that in a very broad type of a sense. So at our office, we are providing this, and we are actively involved in getting other offices trained in the structure function model.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that not only are we trying to provide, but we're also trying to get that into other people's offices. Many of the doctors who were in this program were people who I was aware of and were trained in our group.
Okay.
And I was one of the first ones.
Let's talk about that. You have a diplomat.
Diplomat and American Board of Chiropractic Internists. And all the chiropractors in this group were diplomats in the American Board of Chiropractic Internists.
Mm-hmm.
That was a requirement for them to be in there because our specialty on that, and I am one of three in Indiana who have that diplomat program, and we are specially trained to look for the underlying cause and look at the body in a holistic type of a viewpoint.
So, how are you implementing this model, the structure function model, in your office?
Now, let's get to the specifics.
Uh-huh.
There are many different types of problems with, implementing this and a lot of barriers that are necessary to overcome. And the first thing that needs to be done is that, we have someone who is familiar with the structure function model, but then you have to be able to communicate that to the disease model.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak different languages.
Yeah.
We have different understanding. There has been a great deal of mistrust between the two models. And that whole program needs to be bridged. And we have taken steps, and these offices found that it was also necessary to make certain types of steps to overcome this model. So one of the things that we have done and these offices did is they had a nurse practitioner also come in with a chiropractor, and they were involved in doing the medical exam along with the structure function exam of the chiropractor so that the recognition of when disease care is necessary could be made. There was also a primary care physician who had been trained in the disease model as the medical director.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they oversaw more than one office. They have found that one medical director, a primary care physician overseeing about five offices is about the correct amount, which is also part of the model that we're putting together and implementing in our office. So we now have a medical director. We also have added a nurse practitioner into our office. And then we've also provided all the different types of forms of structure function care, meeting all the different types of requirements. We have the rehab. You're an occupational therapist. We have exercise science. We have massage therapy. We provide acupuncture. We do the nutritional work. We have homeopathy. In other words, everything that we know of that works in structure function that has been approved, we implement it.
Right.
And then we have the nurse practitioner who then communicates to the medical director, and then the medical director communicates with the disease care specialist. And they have a trust and an understanding of what he does, and we've been able to, with this type of a model, provide all the structure function care with the ease and communication with the disease care specialists and an oversight on that to make sure that there aren't any mistakes made. And as a structure function specialist, I am not a disease care specialist.
Right.
So where the primary care physician, medical doctor, is very aware on when to refer, there is a ease of communication because that's what they're trained on. Then we are providing the best of all the worlds.
Right.
And it's a beautiful type of a model. All the different types of glitches and problems are beginning to be overcome. There's still a lot of other things, and this is a new model that we're trying to perfect, but it is taking shape, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be exciting to, merge, bring those models together.
It's on the cutting edge.
Uh-huh.
This is a whole new system. I love new things, developing things along those lines, and mm-hmm. this is something that I've been thinking about a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, what obstacles need to be overcome in this healthcare model of the future.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Well, the three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the hair analysis. And what does the hair analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS, a lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity, including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and reveal the underlying problem.
Well, schedule your hair analysis by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. We're talking today about the healthcare model of the future. And Dr. Prather, for this model to work, the combining of the disease and the structure function care working together, what obstacles need to be overcome?
Well, the communication is normally the biggest obstacle mm-hmm. in all different types of integration. So we speak two different languages. Mm-hmm. And we have a past that also has been a little rocky, because the disease model had quite a few answers, and there was a strong arrogance on that. Mm-hmm. And there was an elimination of the structure-function model, a non-inclusion, and the structure function model was also arrogant against the disease model, because they looked at healthcare and then they looked at two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as mm-hmm. as we approach that, you know, this is you know, you guys aren't solving the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, yeah, but you're not creating health. Mm-hmm. And understanding that, an understanding of both sides of this
mm-hmm.
is a very important, and an unlearning of the absolutes.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people are dogmatic.
Mm-hmm.
There is a dogmatism on both sides. There is a dogmatism that I see in my structure function colleagues
mm-hmm.
where they disparage on the disease model. Oh, you know, they never fix anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the disease care says, well, you know, if there's a crisis, you know, what good is structure function?
Mm-hmm.
And both people are right, but both people are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And being humble, mm-hmm. Being teachable, not letting the pride get in the way, opening up the lines of communication, having intermediaries, that's the main thing that I'm looking for in my office, is mm-hmm. the nurse practitioner and the MD director. It's an intermediary between myself and the disease care group is a very, very necessary step. So finding the right people, you know, to fill those areas,
mm-hmm.
Breaking down the communication barriers and the pride barriers on both sides
mm-hmm.
is something that we're going to be working on and trying to implement for the good of the patient.
Right. And that's what we have to remember. What are we here for?
Correct.
The good of the patient.
Patients.
Uh-huh.
We have to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
They have been educated that all you do is take a pill and you solve your problems. That is not a model that's going to be working.
No.
Together, the disease care and the structure function need to have a united front where we can educate the patients so that the patients are now taking responsibility for their health mm-hmm. and we start to get the proper results.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we have to integrate each other, but then we need to re-educate the public on
right.
what is necessary to and how the two work together, because it's confusing to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's confusing to the doctors, let alone to the patients.
Right.
So there is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done, and it'll take quite a bit of effort to get that accomplished.
Well, what advantages to patients have you seen using this model?
First off, we get a lot of problems solved.
Mm-hmm.
People have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the patients have completely lost hope. People are confused. People feel that they're not being listened to, that they're not being taken care of. And if people are not healthy, then they can't live a full and productive life to be the people that, you know, God intended them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be life-changing.
Right, right.
Yeah, society-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we see that in our office. Do you have specific examples on, you know, how this model is a greater benefit for the patient?
Of course. I mean, you know, we have a gal who was referred to us by a gentleman who actually worked as our medical director, his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she had intractable headaches, migraines, where, you know, nothing was working. She had been to every single doctor, both structure function and disease care, and with no results on her headaches. Combining the two types of programs, having that seamless communication, has resulted in her headaches being gone.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patients, we are now getting referrals from oncologists to work with the cancer patients as they are also going through the chemo and radiation. What else is going on? And I, you know, I got them in there. I saw the crisis that they were developing, you know, that they had the anemia, the weakened immune system, the liver backed up. And the body was going to fail before
mm-hmm.
the treatment was complete.
Right.
So our job was to keep them alive, get the immune system up, get the red blood cell count up,
mm-hmm.
get the liver detox, get the kidneys working. And we got those things accomplished. They were able to complete the treatment, and the patient survived.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one without the other, we wouldn't have gotten that type of results.
Right.
Combining the two, working for the good of the patient. We have patients who now have their life back,
mm-hmm.
literally,
mm-hmm.
because the two systems were working together. Cardiologists, we had a lady who came in, crisis with her heart.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get that changed around, start the structure function along with the pharmaceuticals that she was taking, and the combination of the two got that cardiovascular system working again, heart settled down. Again, mm-hmm. the combination of the condition, you know, of the two types of treatments got the problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, integrating that, together.
Yes.
Is what you're seeing as the results. The results of working together. Now, you talked about in this model the different roles, where you talked about having a medical director, the nurse practitioner, chiropractor. What role does, each play?
The first person that that sees the patient is myself, the mm-hmm. structure function coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing that we do is listen to the patient, find out, what's going on, have an idea. There are times where, I just listen to the patient and we refer right out to a disease specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But the next person who sees them is the nurse practitioner for the examination. And with that, the nurse practitioner has the time to spend with the patient, to be able to do a thorough examination, get all the documentation, and the nurse practitioner helps us to determine in which direction the patient should be going.
Mm-hmm.
What forms of structure function should be done, what type of diagnostics are required, should a specialist. Then that goes to the medical director, who reviews all the notes, makes any types of suggestions, says that this needs to be done or this is a crisis, and then we get them to the appropriate either specialist in structure function care,
mm-hmm.
And then start the treatments with follow-up examinations, recheck on any types of labs that are necessary, and make sure that the care is going in the right direction.
Mm.
Each one is very important along those lines, and mm-hmm. each one has a role and responsibility. And as we do our job, then we are now able to provide that complete care to the patient,
right?
With the ongoing results.
And our patients like that. We're working as a team.
Yes.
We're going to work together as a team to come up with your treatment plan. And that's very important.
On the very least, there are three different care providers who are looking over a case.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just one person, then things can be missed. But at the minimum, three people are looking over a case. And, if we're talking about more severe cases, there can be as many as eight different practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Who are looking this over. We have a pharmacist on staff who will review the pharmaceuticals. We have rehab specialists who look over any type of exercises that are necessary. We have nutritionists that are looking over the diet. The list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the minimum, it's three people, and it can go up from there.
Now, I have a question I want to make sure I ask, but why do we have to combine the structure function?
Oh.
Can it be just function?
Yes, and that's one thing that people have wondered about. But I find structure affects function, function affects structure.
Mm.
When you have like the person with right scapular pain,
mm-hmm.
the adjustments helped that. But if I didn't understand the importance of the gallbladder involved with it, you wouldn't have get the same results. It's one of the things why the chiropractors had so much better results than just a functional.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you combine the two, you even get better results.
Makes sense. Now, where is this model now going to in the future?
Well, we're trying to perfect it within our office. And then we have literally hundreds of chiropractors who are signing up on this.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get this also introduced to all the insurance companies so they have a good understanding of it, the federal government level. So now we are trying to take this and expand that into as many offices as we possibly can and get this introduced to all the healthcare providers from top to bottom so that they can see the value of it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. As always, the healthcare model of the future.
The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.